Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here he is, the producer and engineer of this little thing, Stephen the Man, Sheldon.
Hey there.
How's it going?
I am doing well. How are you?
Thanks be to God. Well, too. All is calm.
Calm. Calm is nice.
I did go to Cleveland, you know, the other day.
Okay.
And Cleveland actually, rocks. Cleveland is a really fun place. I have to tell you, truthfully, people walking up on the street saying hi. And I mean, and first of all, people recognize me. But secondly, just people saying, hey, welcome to Cleveland.
Yes.
Hi. And I said, do I look like I don't go here? You sound like you're from Long Island. I'm like, excuse me. Sorry about that. But, you know, it's interesting. One of our auxiliary bishops became the Bishop of Cleveland, Bishop Perez, who I love. You know, he's a great friend. And the reality was, it was just a great trip. It was a fun trip. And I landed in a plane, and right out my window was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was torture for you, wasn't
couldn't
it?
Couldn't go there.
Couldn't
I had no
go.
Time.
You saw it.
I was there for like 8 hours is all I had.
And just waved.
And somebody had gotten us tickets to be there, you know, like nice VIP tickets. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take advantage.
Couldn't do it.
Broke my heart. I waved to the place. I said, I'll be back. Yeah. And I will be back. I promise I'll be back. But, you know, it would have been great to be able to walk through there. That place must be heaven for us, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think it would be
haven't been there yet.
Yeah, it must be a good spot.
It's got to be a fun place.
It'd be fun. I'll drag you there. We'll figure it out, Sheldon. I want to take a Winnebago and drive to Cleveland. What do you say?
I would do it.
All right, good. We'll have to get 2 Winnebagos. So let's figure that out. You know, it's interesting because we're talking about stress today. I find like September and October kind of stressful, kind of getting back into the speed of the fall and everything. I love the new season, you know, don't get me wrong, but it is very busy. I've been doing a lot of broadcasting these days, and we have to deal with stress in our lives and figure out a way around it. And that's what we're looking at in Religion and Rock. Like, how do you deal with it? What do you do about it? All of us will have it, and everybody has to deal with it. Here's Paul McCartney. This is called The World Tonight.
You're sitting at the center of a circle. Everybody, everybody wanted something from you. I saw you sitting there. I saw you swaying to the rhythm of the music. Got you playing, got you praying to the voice inside you. I saw you swaying there. What you wanna be? I go back so far, I'm in front of me. It doesn't matter what they say, they're giving the game away. Hey, hey! I can see the world tonight. Look into the future, see it in a different light. See the world tonight. I heard you listening to a secret conversation. You were crying, you were trying not to let them hear you. I heard you listening in. Never mind what they want to do.
McCartney. One of the things about stress that I have learned, it certainly is a global issue. This is not something that just exists here. You think about these storms that have been coming through and the amount of stress they cause, not just for the people who live in Texas or who live down in the islands down there, in Puerto Rico. No, it's not just about that or Florida. It's about really everybody who knows those people and even people who don't. We have this kind of terrible stress caused by natural disaster and disruption. I mean, if you just tried to put gas in your car, you realize you're paying 30 or 40 cents more a gallon now. Right? It's unbelievable. It's incredible how it creates stress somehow or another in our lives. We have to come to that realization that says, hey, look, there's nothing I can do about this. There's nothing I can do to change this. And so ultimately, I have to just let it go. I just have to say, this is not going to be my problem because I have to figure out a way to help maybe and pray for those people every day. But the reality is I can't make the gas prices go down. So I'm not going to be stressed out about that. You know, I have to just live with it. Nothing I can do. And I think there's something about that. I think there's a certain admission in moments of stress where we can sort of let things go and realize, hey, this is bigger than me. And me being stressed about it isn't going to make it change or, you know, get any better. So I might as well just let it go. Hey, here's Queen. This is called Under Pressure.
Give love.
reality in all of our lives, that we're under pressure one way or another, and we can't deal with it, and, you know, what are we going to do? Well, that's part of what we have to come to understand. I think that's where prayer comes in, that under pressure also should mean under God's wing, you know, kind of being taken in a little bit, and that there's a certain presence of God that we have to find in our lives in the midst of stress. All of us have that in our lives. We have it in our jobs, right? We have it in our families, and there's something about that that we're called to kind of recognize. You know, I was thinking about during the song, interestingly, college started now for tons and tons of kids, you know, and for a lot of young people, we think that's party time, and it is probably for a lot of people, and I'm not so sure that's such a great gift, you know, going away to college if you're just going to party it up for 4 years. The other reality, though, is that there's a bunch of kids who are just starting, and being in, you know, your first year of college and away from home is not always easy, and it's a very stressful thing. That change is a difficult thing for all human beings, but particularly for young people when they're changing. You know, we need to pray for those people, that they make good choices, that they adjust well. I have a couple of, you know, families I know who have a kid right now in freshman year, and I text and say, how you doing? Hope everything's good. I was thinking about you today. You know, you have a good day. Those things kind of matter. And I remember one young guy saying to me, you know, I went to the cafeteria and I didn't eat. And I said, well, why didn't you eat? He goes, because I didn't know how to do it. I couldn't figure out how to do it. And I was afraid if I took something, you know, I would go to the cashier and she'd say, you can't have that. And I'd be embarrassed. So I chose not to eat. You know, so like those are the little stresses we don't think about in our lives, you know, because we know how to eat. I certainly know how to eat. But there's something about that that we have to recognize, you know, that, yeah, we got to pray for those people, that they find the right way, that they find good friends and make those friends they'll have the rest of their lives in many ways, but also be able to adjust well, because adjustment's not easy. But we recognize that, you know, with God's help, we can do anything. We can adjust to anything and hopefully, you know, continue to thrive. Here's the Wallflowers. This is called One Headlight.
Lost
You know, to a certain extent, we all go through life with one headlight sometimes off, right? I mean, that's the truth. We're not totally awakened to everything that's going on around us. And yet the reality is we have to develop that in our lives. We have to figure out a way, you know, to get more attuned to what's going on around us, what's happening in our own lives, our own feelings, our own sense of spirituality. And hopefully it continues to grow in our lives. You know, one of the things I always say is that service and healing kind of always go together. In the Bible, whenever Jesus heals anybody, they kind of get up and go into service somehow. They get up and start waiting on table. They get up and they start to change their lives. And also people who change their lives also get healed. It's interesting. So there's that mix of healing and service that's part of all of our lives. So as we have experienced healing in our lives, we're called to serve other people. As we serve other people, we experience healing in our lives. It's this big circle thing that's kind of cool. And that helps us to get rid of stress. That's a great gift in our lives, that gift of being healed in some way. But giving it away to somebody else and reaching out to somebody else and relieving a little bit of pain in their life helps them. And then that's how the world begins to churn up a little bit of peace. And ultimately, we find a little peace in our own lives. It's an interesting thing to think about. It's something that's there for all of us. And that's a great way, I think, to churn out a little bit of stress in our own lives. Here's the Rolling Stones. This is called 19th Nervous Breakdown. write another one, right? 38th nervous breakdown, I think. It's funny, in our lives, you know, people will sort of refer to that. Oh, I just broke down. I mean, a nervous breakdown, you know, that kind of giving up on life and that kind of deep, deep depression, even below depression, that's a really scary thing. And I mean, if you've ever known somebody who's struggled with mental illness, you know that that's a really tough thing and a very, very, very difficult thing. For most of us, I mean, we just throw up our hands sometimes, right? We just get frustrated, and it's really not that depth of breakdown. It's just frustration in our lives. And we say, well, forget it. I could care less. I'm not getting involved in this. And we just kind of shut down. That kind of affect is never going to help us, right? That kind of affect is never going to make us better. I think it's about, you know, recognizing that, yeah, somehow we have to be at peace in our lives and in our hearts. And nobody's really exempt from this. I sometimes think of that driving to Telecare. So I live at Cathedral, St. Agnes Cathedral, and I drive to Telecare, the television studios. It's probably about a 15-minute drive every day. And people are in such incredible rush, you know? And I think to myself, like, why are we rushing so much all the time, running from through lights and running in and out of places and all of that? Why? For what reason? Because we got to get there? Okay, but if we get there 3 minutes later, like, is that okay if we just do the speed limit? Like, all of that stuff just builds up inside of us, and I think it falls into other areas of our lives. It overflows. And that's why we really need God's help. We need to pray about this and ask God to take that away from us, to take away from our hearts all anxiety and all the stuff that's part of our life that kind of distracts and makes us really crazy sometimes. You know, we can get beyond that. I think we can if we can spend a little bit of time praying about it and maybe deal with it a little bit in our lives and say, yeah, you know what? My work's good, but it's not that great. I don't have to rush there. I don't have to be there 25 minutes early. You know what? I can be there 15 minutes early. It'll be fine. I think that kind of mentality helps and helps us to kind of let go a little bit, you know? And like that Jimmy Buffett world, that Margaritaville, that's just not our lives, is it? It's great for once a year, but that's not our lives every day. So somehow or another, if we can kind of take a little drop of that and place it into our lives, amazing things begin to happen. Hey, here's Molly Hatchett, Flirting with Disaster.
Flirting with Disaster. I got the pedal to the floor, my
is Molly Hatchet. You know, sometimes we can see that in the lives of people around us, and maybe we can even pick it up in our own lives, that when we're really stressed, you can feel your heart pounding, or maybe you can feel your blood pressure rising, or maybe you get a little dizzy. Whatever it is, those are good things to kind of know about yourself. Say, wait a minute, you know, that's some kind of symptom there. I got to take a look at that. In our lives, I think our bodies give us great signs, you know. The other thing, sometimes it happens to us, is we get exhausted, right? There's no reason to be tired yet. We're very tired. What is that about? Well, that means kind of being overloaded, maybe even overloaded by sensory things. You know, I think that happens sometimes too. Really, if you go on one of these, you know, rides, it's kind of very engaging and stuff. Sometimes you get exhausted. And I think it's because we're just so engaged with all these different things that are going on around us. It just becomes overwhelming. And that's kind of interesting. That's that virtual reality kind of world, right? Where you put on the virtual reality glasses and all of a sudden, you know, you're lost in this crazy world. That can be stressful too, believe it or not. So I think we got to take it down a notch or two. And that's where prayer comes in, that there's no virtual reality really to prayer. I think it's about kind of finding that peace that's part of our lives and recognizing God's with us in the midst of the stress of our lives. So we don't flirt with disaster. We pay attention to our bodies. We pay attention to our minds and deal with the stress that's kind of coming up and popping up in our own lives. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about stress in our lives. Here's Midnight Oil. Beds are burning.
River broke the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees. The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. Time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them, let's give it back. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while
belongs to
Midnight Oil, recognizing, yeah, you know, we've got to wake up sometimes and realize the bed's on fire. Yeah, exactly right. Sometimes in our lives, you know, stress kind of gets out of control and we lose ourselves. Somebody else wakes us up sometimes, say, hey, what's going on with you? You know, you're not yourself, or you're so short, you're so angry. You know, that kind of stuff can really kind of wreck a person, and we need to kind of get beyond it. So that's something to kind of be mindful of and to take a look inside, do that examination of conscience we've talked about for years, and take a look inside and say, yeah, I got to deal with this. Somehow or another, I have to figure this out in my own life and grow beyond it and grow into it so I can deal with what's happening in my life. Hey, here's REM. This is called Losing My Religion.
Sad enough. I
You know, faith is a fragile thing, and it can be broken, and it can be hurt by stress in our lives. It doesn't take long for stress to begin to eat away at our faith. As a matter of fact, even the studies have shown it takes about 3 weeks to get out of the habit of going to Mass for a long, long time. And so we have to be careful about that in our lives. Sometimes say, oh, I just got to sleep in. I'm too stressed out. I can't go to church today. And yet maybe that's exactly the place we have to be. That church can actually help us. Going to our church, going to Mass can actually help us to center ourselves once again, to let go of stuff in our lives. So yeah, you know what? It's got to be very, very carefully kept, that gift of faith, and how we keep it in our lives makes such a huge difference. It's the greatest gift we'll ever have, and it's what we do with it, really, that helps us in so many ways to be better people at loving and caring, better family members, better friends. It makes a big, big difference. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Tunnel of Love.
So scared of
God gives us a great antidote to stress, doesn't he? In the gift of love. Love changes everything. Love makes us focus again. Love kind of makes all of that stress melt away in a second. What a tremendous gift in our lives. We just got to go back to love. Find the loves of your life. Find people you love and moments you love. And that's a great moment where we can really kind of let go of so many pains and stresses that add up in our lives. Here's Billy Joel, the quintessential one, Pressure. I was thinking during this song of the old days when I see Billy Joel in concert, he used to run around the stage during this song from piano to piano to piano to piano, up and down the hills. I don't know if you've seen him for years. You know that today he just sits at that piano and plays it, you know? It's funny. It's a reminder to me. Well, first of all, obviously he's older now. So am I. The reality, though, is that pressure changes over the years. What used to give us pressure in the old days doesn't give us pressure now as new pressures come up in our lives. And I think that's something we have to adapt and deal with. You know, God gives us different moments of peace and also things to deal with in our lives. We have to deal with things as time goes on. It changes, but ultimately God's with us through it all. Hey, here's Steely Dan remembering Walter Becker, Home at Last.
I know this super highway.
ultimately, I think with faith, peace is an inside job, and moving stress from our lives is an inside job. We're called to be those people who use prayer in our life and use different moments. Take a walk, go to the gym, find appropriate ways to get rid of stress in our lives. It's going to be there for each and every one of us. It's what we do with it that makes all the difference in the world. If we just let it fester and grow, we're going to be much less than human, ultimately. We're going to be a bunch of nasty people, but hopefully we can let go of that stuff and recognize that God calls us to that moment of peace, that inside kind of peace that flows to the outside, which helps us to recognize that he's present in our lives and that ultimately we're going to get through whatever's going on. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by Mr. Stress-Free Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.